1-800-446 The Phil Hendry Show. You know, there's a lot of people in radio occasionally offered television shows. And if successful, if you got a successful radio show, ultimately, if especially if you have a successful radio show in either L.A. or New York, what the hell? What that sounded like my cat in a garbage disposal. If you have a, never you should keep doing what you're doing, Craig. If you have it, did you hear that? Sounded like Craig stuck a cat's head into a garbage disposal and turned it on. It was God. All right, sorry, that scared me, man. I got to back way off of this whole show now. That sound, that noise, did that come out of you or did it come out of the drawer? Oh, okay, I thought it came out of you. Whew. And let me start all over. Occasionally, if you have a successful radio show at either LA or New York, you get offered a television show. It just happens. And I thought you'd be interested in hearing my latest adventures because I may be a little bit different from most people. I don't know. I have a show here that apparently some people find interesting. Now, I have a successful radio show, but when I say some people find it interesting, I mean people who are in the television business. And over the last 4 years, on occasion, they've called, and I've mentioned this, you know, we get calls from this entity or this person or that person. They want to talk to Phil Hendry about doing a TV show. 99.99999% of them I've said, you know, I'm not interested. First of all, I've never had a burning desire to do TV. I've always had a very burning desire to be creative. And the best expression of my creativity has always been radio, which means that I'm not ruling out doing television, but it's not on the front burner. So if you're going to offer me some kind of an idea as to doing television, well, give me a good one. And so over the years, we get these calls from people. And I said no to most of them because I've got a good job, a good show, a good wife. I love my kids and everything's beautiful in my life. I don't know about you, but everything's going fine, so I don't really need the extra work. But if somebody comes along with a good idea, we'll talk. So this particular entity came along, and I won't tell you whether who it is or what it is, but it's a very big television entity. Came along, and they said, well, we have this idea, so that's great. So anyway, they're talking to people who represent me, and that's what you have to do. You have to get together, and you have to do business. Well, today I find out, as we're in the middle of all of this discussion, that they want to own something called the merchandise rights to this show that I would be the star of. And I said no. I said no, you're not going to do that. And they came back with something along the lines of, well, you don't understand. This is television. We own the merchandising rights to everybody and everything. And you must. And I, no, you're not going to own the merchandising rights to me. Well, why not? Well, first of all, I got 28 years already of broadcast experience. I know exactly what happens when you turn over your image or your publicity or you turn over the rights to market you to another entity or another human being. It's generally a disaster. Now, I say generally, maybe in 2 or 3% of the instances, there's been some artist out there who turned over merchandising rights of himself to an entity, a business entity of some kind, a television network or something, and it was great, but I don't know who that is. I've got enough experience in this business to know that when you turn over your name to somebody else, they're going to crap all over it and hand it back to you and swear to God it's pizza. And so because in radio especially, in this business, radio, when you ask somebody to promote you, most of the time they don't know what they're doing. Not because they're bad people, not because they're evil. They just don't get you. You get you better than anybody else going to get you. When I first went to work for the radio station here in L.A., I was mugging for a camera one day. They released a publicity photo of me. I had been mugging for a camera, and in one instance I stuck my tongue out. They thought because Phil does this wacky show that they would release the picture with the tongue sticking out. And that picture sufficed for 6 months. I was new to the station. I couldn't say anything. I didn't want to ruffle any feathers. I didn't want to make anybody angry. And I had to suffer through this thing because they thought that was real funny. They thought that was a hoot and a holler, and they really get me. Well, I don't know whether they still get me. Anyway, these guys come along and they say, we don't own all the merchandising rights to you. I said, well, no, it's not going to happen. And then they said two words that I don't like, and maybe you've heard these two words in your business, too. When somebody says these two words to me, this is a bad thing. They said,
Well, it could be a deal breaker. And I said, fine.
You go right ahead and bust that deal, baby, right over your knee if you want to. You say deal breaker to me, then I'm going to tell you this. The deal's already broken. It's already broken. It's not that, you know, I'm going to go back and rethink my position, because I ain't rethinking jack squat. You ain't going to take my name, my face, my life sweat, and stick my freaking face in a toilet seat or in a golf ball, you know, maybe for the toilet seat at my house. I know only one person who has the right to sit on any toilet seat with my face on it, and she ain't here right now. And you ain't going to do it. It ain't going to happen. And if you lay that those two words, deal breaker, on me, the deal's already broke. It's gone. It's down a river. It's history. I understand. Look, I'm not one of these guys. Believe me, I'm not a guy that thinks that everybody in television is some kind of a slime ball. They're creative people. They're hardworking people. They do a very good job for the most part. I would even go so far as to say that television's never been better. I'm serious. Never been better than it is today. But the fact of the matter remains, I don't need to do it. I don't have any burning desire to do it. I love radio. This is what I do well. This is what I do probably better than most people. And I make a damn good living doing it. And I will continue to do it until I retire next year. And believe me, if I could, I would. By the way, I love radio, but if I could get out of this business tomorrow, I'd do it. Why? What am I? Do I look that stupid? Wouldn't you rather just be kicking at a pool? Of course. Don't give me this crap about, you know, well, I love my work so much that even if I won the Irish sweepstakes, which, by the way, what is the Irish sweepstakes? Do they have it in America? Anyway, if I would still work. Well, not me. Because I dig it, but I don't dig it that much. But anyway, I don't need to gig. So when these guys, and I will say this, and I'm trying to couch my words because I really don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I have seen other radio personalities go into the television game, and it's been a disaster. I have seen, there have been many, I can think of four or five people right now, who went off, did TV shows, because they just couldn't wait to get on that little screen and become a huge international star. And what do you figure? 6 weeks later, they're off the air, and they don't have their radio gig, and they ain't got much of anything else, man. They're rubbing a couple of seashells together. So I don't need that either. I know which side of the bread the butter's on, man. I know what got me here. This gig here, this radio gig, I ain't giving up. And if I can do a television show, and it's fun, and it's creative, and it'll make us laugh, and we can have a couple of giggles doing it, and sure, make a couple of billions dollars, that'd be fine. But only for $2 billion a year, and that's how much do Friends get? Can I get that much? That'll be groovy. Could you hook me up? Anyway, whatever the hell it is, I don't care. And you don't work my ass into the ground. Pardon me for saying the A word. I know we're still trying to get Austin on the air. $750K each for the whole year? Wow. Oh, you mean per episode? Sheesh. They're asking for $1 million? Well, whatever. I don't care. Then, baby, I'm all set. I'm there with you. I'm right there. But I will tell you this. It's going to have to be on my terms. I've lived too long. I have lived too long. I've walked through too many manure piles. I have seen too many efforts at, quote, merchandising Phil Hendry. I've seen too many disasters. Here's how it's going to be. I'm going to control everything. Everything. And you guys, because merchandising is a very important part of the entertainment game. You guys probably know this from going into a sporting goods store and you see Philadelphia Eagles and St. Louis Rams and Dallas Cowboys. Those guys make a big piece of change merchandising the names of their teams. That's why Jerry Jones tried to cut that separate deal for the Cowboys. He didn't want to just kick in with that NFL deal. He wanted his own deal. And who's going to blame him? The NFL goes to Jerry Jones and says, no, we've cut the deal with Nike. Now, pound sand, man. I'm cutting my own freaking deal. I got the Dallas Cowboys here. I got America's team. So the same thing with me. I'm going to control everything. Not because I think I'm Orson Welles, but if somebody says to me, you want to do a TV show, and I say, well, sure, if it sounds like a pretty good idea, then from the gate, I'm going to control the whole kit and caboodle, or it ain't going to happen. And if you think I'm going to be shedding crocodile tears, man, or I'm going to be crying, I don't care. And don't ever say the deal breaker words to me, because guess what? When I heard that, the deal's south already. And I, you know what? I, like I said before, I've seen too many people in my business, in the radio business, who are all hot and bothered to get a TV show. They get involved in television. They are made to look terrible. Their shows are badly done. They get 6 weeks and out, or 13 and out, and that's the end of that. And they come back to a very badly damaged radio franchise. And I'm not talking about who you think I'm talking about. Believe, I'm talking about the four or five or the six that came before that person. This is radio. This is what I do. And I do it well. And you want me to do a little television for you? Fine, I'll be happy to do that. But I'm going to control the whole project from start to finish. And you ain't going to be sticking my kisser on no golf balls. Thank you very much. And, oh, yeah, let's talk about that friend's money. No, I don't care. I don't have to make that much dough, you know. I want it to be fun. I want it to be creative. I want to have a blast and bug off. And no deal-breaker words. Because that thing, as far as I'm concerned, that deal is already broke. When I heard that today, I said back to the guy that I was talking to, oh, well, then you just tell him that we don't need the deal. Well, now, Phil, don't jump to conclusions. Well, no. I mean, if they say deal-breaker... Well, now they're just saying that. They want to pressure. Well, there's going to be no pressure. No is the answer. And thank you very much. I'm Walter Cronkite. And then I went out and, you know, jumped into my pool and almost drowned. So that's it. Oh, God, I feel so sad. All right, anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. I got Craig Taylor sitting here saying, hey, I'm paying off my student loan, man. And that's great, and happy 40th birthday. So anyway, how long does it take to pay off a freaking student loan? Now, you're a young guy, I know that. I just thought I'd screw with you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And this is Thursday. We're going to bring on Jay Sandus of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're going to be talking about safety and motoring safety. As the kids go back to school, certainly a great deal of attention should be paid to, you know, safety out on the streets for the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay Sandus. Jay, how are you doing?
Real good, Phil.
And the Citizens Auxiliary Police is not an official police force?
Well, this is an interesting conversation where you get in with a lot of people, but we are... Citizens Auxiliary Police was started by Major Elvis Newton in 1993 to assist police in safety and in day-to-day police work. You call us, you say we're not an official police agency.
Well, you're not, you aren't the LAPD, and you're not the California Highway Patrol, and you're not the FBI.
No, we're not, Phil, but we do have officers who, I got some law enforcement experience, and we are interested in saving lives. So if saving lives is a bad thing, then...
Well, I'm not saying saving lives is a bad thing, but you are an auxiliary police force.
That would be an accurate description, right?
Okay. Tell us what you guys are focusing on this month. It's Menopause Awareness Month?
That is correct, Phil. We have the Citizens Auxiliary Police, myself, General Jay Sandus. On behalf of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and Major Elvis Newton and the entire CCAP force, we want to remind women that this is the month of September and as such is Menopause Awareness Month as designated by the American Menopause Foundation, which is in New York. And,
all right, now tell us what is menopause, female menopause, right?
That is correct. So it is a woman's loss of estrogen in her body and her ability to conceive life begins to slowly sort of shut down. It is an entirely normal process. It happens to all women. I'll tell you something right now. There's certain side effects that, if experienced, while motoring, can lead to very serious safety concerns, and that's...
So you guys are interested in traffic safety and the fact...
Well, Phil, this is back to school month, and we've got a lot of kids...
Absolutely.
A lot of kids on bicycles. We do have an awful lot of people on motorists, and if you could stand by for just a second, Phil.
Sure.
Point from the front.
Roger. We had one of our officers checking in. We are setting up checkpoints.
Okay, so right now, actively, you're setting up some checkpoints?
That is correct. We are setting up checkpoints, Phil, so that we can begin this process.
But I don't want you to get too far ahead of yourself. You're talking about women who have menopause.
That's correct.
Okay, what are these safety concerns you're talking about for women who are suffering from menopause?
The ones that concern us the most, Phil, are headaches, sleeplessness. They can cause obviously a tired motorist, meaning loss of control at the wheel if you're having headaches or sleeplessness. Another thing that women who have menopause experience is hot flashes, which can interfere with the safe operation of a motor vehicle, busy turning down the air conditioner, or anything like that. There is also mental lapses. You can forget, literally, Phil, mental lapses in menopause.
Because what's happening in menopause, Jay, is that, and I know you're in a radio room right now, so I hope you can hear me.
I'm doing fine, Phil.
Okay. What's happening is the estrogen, there's a biochemical change in a woman.
That is correct, Phil, and there's loss of bone density. Also, vaginal dryness is very prevalent. We plan on stopping women between the ages of 30 and 50 and asking if they have any of these symptoms.
What is a typical stop like? If you're going to stop women between the ages of 30 and 50 because you're concerned...
Well, we're concerned that they might have symptoms of menopause. This being Menopause Awareness Month can certainly interfere with motoring.
All right, we're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is Menopause Awareness Month. And the Citizens Auxiliary Police is planning on doing some traffic stops to determine if women between the ages of 30 and 50, correct?
That is correct. You can have an onset of menopause after surgery.
Are experiencing any symptoms that could be a safety hazard. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. What is a typical stop? What is a typical checkpoint?
We're going to be at the malls, Phil, a lot of the shopping malls here in the Southern California area today as... women pull in as they are driving in, and we notice that the motorist, we indicate the motorist is between the prescribed ages we're talking about. We'll flag them over. Our officers in white pith helmets, again, we have a...
Now, this is a uniform.
That is correct. We wear white pith helmets, blue armbands, khaki shorts, black socks, and wingtips. And we'll just double-check each car. We will, as women come in... Ask them if they're... We'll ask them as they come in...
Yeah, we'd lost you for a minute.
Right. If they are experiencing any vaginal dryness, and if they are, we will call their husbands to come and pick them up. If they are not familiar with what vaginal dryness is, we have a three-step field test.
Now, you're asking women who are pulling into the malls. So, in other words...
Yeah, we will flag them over, Phil. We have flashlights for late night. We'll flag them over. Walk over to the window. I'm Jay Santos, or whoever the officer is supposed to identify himself.
Right.
Ma'am, we are checking. This is Menopause Month, Awareness Month. Can you tell me if you've been experiencing any vaginal dryness? And once we determine whether or not that is the truth, then we will flag them over and do our three-step test.
All right, I'm having... this is an interesting thing. You are a police auxiliary unit.
That is correct.
And you're talking about female... You're not a doctor.
No, Phil, I am not a doctor. What we have are these symptoms from medical associations.
All right. You're talking about some things that are very personal.
Absolutely, Phil. I'm a husband. I'm also a father. I am very, very much aware of how sensitive women can be to this. And
but you're pulling women over in a mall and asking them... If they are experiencing any, and forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, but it is one of the symptoms, right?
That is correct.
Excuse me, ma'am, have you had any vaginal dryness? Doesn't that seem...
Phil, again, I'm sensitive to how women feel. We have a three-step field test. We ask them to get out of the car, to lie back on the hood. Qualified member of Citizens Auxiliary Police, generally using a minor's helmet and a flashlight, will examine for dryness. If we determine that she does have vaginal dryness, we have coupons for Astroglide.
All right, hold the line here. 1-800-449-8686. Very unusual. Citizens Auxiliary Police stopping women who may have menopause. Our Phil Hendry Show continues in a moment. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry's show. On the line is Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is Menopause Awareness Month, and the Citizens Auxiliary Police are setting up checkpoints in various shopping malls around Southern California to ask women between the ages of 30 and 50 if they are experiencing any symptoms of menopause. And again, you're an auxiliary police agency. You're not a doctor, right?
No, Phil, I am not.
When you walk up to the window of a woman's car and you say, "Excuse me, ma'am, you're saying..."
Well, Phil, we're identifying ourselves. And we're saying...
I understand that.
This is Menopause Awareness Month. Are you experiencing any vaginal dryness, or are you having any itching? I understand, and I know what you're saying. It's very, very sensitive.
Yes, it's extremely sensitive.
We are sensitive to women's needs. We're sensitive to their moods. We're not embarrassing them at all. Believe me, I've not only had my wife, but I've had several girlfriends, so I know it's fine. And I want the women out there to know that. But we don't want them to be a safety hazard, what with hot flashes and infections, etc.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Fontana on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
You're on the air, ma'am. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
I'm on a cell phone, so you might lose me.
Okay.
Yes. I'm a professional truck driver, and as we speak right now, I am driving here in the Los Angeles area, and I experience hot flashes. It doesn't affect my driving whatsoever. I don't know where you're coming from.
Are you going through menopause now?
Yes, I am.
All right. Do you have vaginal dryness?
No, I do not.
Hmm.
I have itching, but I have no vaginal dryness.
Okay. Have you been checked for venereal disease?
No, I have not.
All right, that might be something you might want to do.
But you're not a doctor.
No, I know I'm not a doctor, but I'm trying to...
But I'm not sexually active either.
I'm ruling out whatever could possibly be the case with this lady, that's all.
Well, you know, vaginal dryness comes from a lack of hormones, okay?
That's right, and that's what you're experiencing.
Do you have any problem answering these questions from this cop, ma'am?
No.
See what
no,
I'm saying, Phil?
No,
women don't have a problem because I've had a wife, I've had a lot of girlfriends. And
so you're walking up to women in their cars and saying, "Are you experiencing vaginal dryness?"
They got no problem with it.
All right, ma'am.
No, I have no problem with it because I believe that he is an officer, you know, and because of the radio show.
Right.
But if he was to walk up to me out of uniform, even in uniform, it would offend me very much. Yes, if he just come up to me and just out of the blue just said, "Are you experiencing vaginal dryness?" It would totally offend me.
Well, but because he's wearing a pith helmet and khaki Bermuda shorts, it's okay.
Yeah,
no,
that is our uniform. No, that's our uniform.
I mean, to me, I would think he was just some... I would be very aware of
no,
him.
No, I wear white gloves.
Because I would be afraid that he would
try to
hijack my car.
No, no, ma'am, no, no.
No,
not at all, ma'am.
You just don't know today.
No, ma'am, not at all. We wear white gloves, a blue armband, and a pith helmet with Bermuda shorts.
And do you have identification to show?
Yes,
to
I have. We just got it back for the printer, and we do have our identification. So I can see what I'm saying, Phil. She's got no problem because we're in uniform.
All right, see, he's in uniform.
It would still offend me for you to walk up to me and ask me.
No, we're just flagging you over, and we're saying this is Menopause Awareness Month, ma'am. Are you having vaginal itching?
Can't you ask something else? Like
no, that's the best thing. The itching can really get out of hand while driving. It's very distracting with one hand.
Oh, come on, sir.
No, ma'am.
You're
I'd like
woman,
you to hear me
you
out.
You don't know these things.
Ma'am, I'd like you to hear me out if I could, Phil.
Sure, go
ahead.
If you have one hand in your crotch and the other hand, okay, laugh if you want, a child dies.
Oh,
go ahead and laugh,
God.
A child may die.
Honey, I'm a professional truck driver.
Okay, and while you're scratching your crotch,
why do we have to talk about this?
If you're scratching your crotch and shifting and driving, you got three hands? I didn't think you did.
I said I don't itch while I drive.
You don't itch while you drive. Well, that's
of course not.
A skill I'd love to have.
If I was itching that much, I would have the crabs or something.
Well, if you're not itching, that's a skill I'd like to have, not itching when I drive.
You itch?
No, I don't itch when I'm driving.
Everybody itches.
No,
how about
drive.
You, Phil?
I don't itch. I'm going to have my hand in my crotch when I'm driving, especially with some of these truck drivers who are looking down and they, well, you know,
mine.
Anyway.
No, ma'am, I'm trying to save lives. I'm trying to save lives.
All right, 1-800, thank you, 1-800, thank you, ma'am, and happy motoring. 1-800, I mean, she's a truck driver, 1-800-449-8686, San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Yes, sir. I just want to get one thing before we talk to you in San Diego.
Yeah.
Jay, you're saying... that there's no other...
So we ask women if they're experiencing the symptoms of menopause. Yes, we do start with vaginal dryness, but we do move on to some other things. I would think as a husband you'd understand this. And
so you're stopping my wife, for instance, and you're asking her an intimate question like that.
That is correct. But I am a husband. I'm a father. You know, believe me, I've had plenty of girlfriends. I've had a little bit of experience with women, so...
All right, San Diego, go ahead.
Yeah, I just think that this guy doing what he's doing is so ridiculous. The most that he should even try is maybe if he flags the car over, he says it's Women's Awareness Month, and hands a little piece of paper to him with explaining what they're concerned about. But
they could be a traffic hazard. What I'm saying is if you got women out there who are having vaginal itching or hot flashes, they're having mood swings, this can affect their motoring, and we're talking about back-to-school month, and suddenly a woman who, you know, has a hot flash and she jerks the wheel, now you've got three dead kindergartners. I don't think that's funny.
Come on. You guys are a joke.
No, sir,
that's
I am saying...
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever
heard.
Are
you a father?
You're going to stand there in Bermuda shorts...
Are you a father?
...asking women.
Are you a father?
Oh, come on. It's not me. It's
I am
you.
A father. I'm a father.
Who told you that you should go out and start asking women this question? Where'd you get that instruction?
First of all, sir, the American Menopause Foundation in New York City has a pamphlet out what 50 million women are talking about. This is very, very serious. This is...
Well, September is Menopause Awareness Month. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So when are you going to be doing this stuff?
We are doing it as we speak today, and we will be doing it through the...
camcorder and just go down to the shopping centers and look for you guys.
And do... For what reason, sir?
Film you doing this.
What am I doing wrong?
It's insane is what it is.
What am I doing wrong?
It that way.
Statistics show that over 30...
Who suggested that you had a miner's headlight that you would use?
You said you wore a miner's helmet.
We're wearing something... Look, if we have to check for vaginal itching, and it,
what gives you guys the right?
We are very sensitive, okay? I'm wearing a miner's helmet. What about it?
You've got a headlight on because you're going to be doing some gynecological examinations there.
Yeah.
Practicing medicine without a license?
No, sir. We're just checking.
Yeah, we know what you're checking for. I don't want you to mention it again, okay?
All right, we're checking for vaginal itching.
What?
We're checking for...
I can't hear him. Sir, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Jay Santos is with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is Menopause Awareness. Just don't say it, okay?
Say what?
The question that you're going to ask them when you step up to the car...
We step up to the car and we say, ma'am, are you suffering from...
Well, don't rub your hand over your mouth.
I'm trying to be sensitive to your listeners. I don't know what you want from me.
What do you mean she's gonna get into a crash because you want one hand in her crotch and the other on the wheel? Don't you realize you're talking to wives, to mothers, to the mothers of children, maybe my wife?
Well, we get their names. If they are experiencing these symptoms, we have their husbands come and pick them up. And
so in other words, if one of them says, yes, I have that dryness thing...
We will call her husband.
Hey, honey, I've got vaginal dryness. You better pick me up. I can't drive.
That is correct, sir. And it may seem soon.
Oh, come on.
Well, Phil, we're trying to save lives, all right?
Yeah, you're saving lives. Here's Lake Elsinore on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Lake Elsinore. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
This guy is totally, I mean, he's out there. I can't believe that anyone would even answer this question and not be offended for one thing.
Well, if we pull you over, and you are required...
What was that?
If I pull you over, we do have the blue armband and wingtips.
I don't care what you have. I wouldn't answer that. And you could take me to jail if you had to. That is none of your business.
No, we have a three-step check. We have a three-step check.
What do you mean? You're going to take her out of the car?
We have to check to see if there's any itching.
You should check and see what your IQ is because, you know... There's a million things that could cause that, and people just don't go around scratching their crotch.
You hear the
while
anger
they're
that
driving.
You have? Do you hear the anger that you have? Why shouldn't I be concerned if you're driving a car with that kind of anger? And why?
What if you have jock itch? What if you have a hemorrhoid? Who's going to check you?
All right. The only thing we can, you know, this is menopause can be a very serious thing. If I ask you if you have any rectal bleeding, you're telling me you're not going to answer?
I know where you'd be bleeding from, and it wouldn't be your butt.
Wait a second. If I asked you that question, what would you say?
But I just told you, I wouldn't be saying anything. You would be bleeding from
somewhere.
What
do you mean, do you have any rectal bleeding?
Well, she sounds like she's nuts. I'd have to check everything on her. Look, if you don't have any husbands or boyfriends to pick them up, by the way, we will lube the woman up and allow them to drive home, but I will...
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying what needs to be said. Okay, young lady? Drive safely, all right? Lake Elsinore?
She hung up, too.
Yeah, I don't know. What am I doing wrong?
I just... The whole thing is screwy. Santa Rosa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi.
Stand by for a minute.
25
Go ahead, ma'am.
I just wanted to say to this gentleman that I don't know if this is a joke or if he's for real.
Ma'am, this is a Menopause Awareness Month.
Yes.
We got it already.
Am I on or can I?
You're on. Yes, ma'am, you're on.
Surgical menopause.
Roger, vaginal dryness.
3 months ago.
Uh-huh. You went through what, dear?
A surgical menopause.
Okay.
I had a hysterectomy about 18 months ago.
That's right. I can bring that on. Surgery can bring it on.
Which is instant menopause. None of these things affect my ability to drive, to carry on a normal life.
Roger, crutch it.
I certainly would not want to answer any questions by a perfect stranger about this. It's
absolutely
none of your business.
I understand that, ma'am, and we try to be as sympathetic as we possibly can to all of these needs. I would be very...
But it's none of your business because you're not my doctor and you're not a police officer.
But I would be polite. I would try to be as polite as possible.
Personally,
ma'am, do you mind telling me?
And I think that is discrimination, pulling over women between 30 and 50.
Well, but you may have some dryness.
I just don't understand what this has to do
with
my ability to operate a car.
I would be very polite. If you don't mind telling me, ma'am, could you tell me if you've got vaginal itching or not?
I don't think that's any of your business.
You could kill someone.
It may be called the state police.
Do you want to kill somebody?
Militia,
oh, gosh, no.
The Rangers.
Or the citizens of jury police.
I've been driving for 18 months.
Do you scratch?
I had my hysterectomy.
You don't have
a... I have not had a ticket. I've not run a red light. Killed any children.
No jock itch? Okay.
Have you?
Well, it's... I'd say I'm
having a very difficult time hearing, so I'm going to end this conversation.
1-800-449-8686. And
stand by. Right, we got somebody.
Will you get out of here? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We return back with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police as he talks to us about... This is Menopause Awareness Month. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is an auxiliary police force. They are setting up checkpoints in shopping malls throughout Southern California and asking women if they're suffering from the symptoms of menopause. The only problem that we have here, the questions seem inappropriate.
Such as?
Well, I mean, such as, you know, are you experiencing vaginal dryness?
Phil, as I said, we do it in a very sympathetic way, in a very soft and gentle way.
And in California, you're doing this. Is there any other, are any other volunteer police forces across America involved? Because we are nationally syndicated. And
well, Phil, the Pennsylvania Volunteer Minutemen will be doing it in the Philadelphia area, as well as the New York State Road Rangers.
The New York State Road Rangers.
That's correct, in the Albany area.
All right, here is Apple Valley on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yes, I cannot believe this man
Roger.
Is doing under correct authority what he claims he is doing.
Could you hold on for a minute, ma'am? Ma'am?
Yes?
Could you hold on for just a second?
All right.
Roger, drop it.
What are you doing?
I'm in communication with a lot of different checkpoints. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I cannot believe that you're actually doing what you're claiming that you're doing.
What are we doing?
Asking personal questions of a sexual nature just to any woman.
No, ma'am. That is not sexual. This simply has to do with the menopause deal.
And you think that's not sexual to ask that of a perfectly strange lady?
If you think that I'm getting turned on by that, I can
No, I don't mean that.
Vaginal dryness doesn't turn me on. I don't know about anybody. How about you, Phil?
Will you stop?
What?
Would you stop with that? I don't want to be a part of anything that you do, all right? This is...
Well, the lady understands what I'm talking about.
I understand that if you came up to my car and asked me a question like that, I would shut all my doors, make sure they're locked, close my windows, get on my cell phone and call the police and tell them there's a masher at my window.
Well, wait a minute, ma'am, because we are giving out coupons for Astroglide.
Big deal. That still doesn't
that
make it
help.
Proper.
That
that's most improper. And it's none of your business.
Well, I'm just asking, do you have the itch? How about if I put it that way?
I mean, do you have the itch?
Well, she's offended
That's
by...
That's disgusting.
Well, ma'am...
You are totally disgusting.
Ma'am, you are out on the highway, a hazard to other motorists, if you're reaching down and scratching with one hand...
Would you stop with
Excuse
that?
Excuse me.
Yes? What did I do?
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the dryness that accompanies, according to this brochure. The other thing, too, is if you're not comfortable with Astroglide, we have a brochure on how well saliva works. And the,
oh, man.
Oh, I think you are disgusting.
Oh, man.
You should be arrested for pornographic...
Ma'am, we are trying to save lives.
Well, that's not the way to save them.
Well,
if you came up to my car and tried to pressure me like that and suggest I get on the hood of my car for a vaginal exam, let
yes,
me
ma'am.
Tell you, you'd have a fight you wouldn't know about.
Ma'am, would you hold on the line? We do have a police officer who is on the other line in Baltimore, Maryland. Sir? Baltimore?
Yes.
Yes, sir, you're a police officer?
I'm a retired 30-year veteran.
Okay, we have you on the phone with a lady from Apple Valley, California, Jay Santos.
How you doing, buddy?
With the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
How you doing, officer?
Yes. First off, anytime you stop anyone, you have to have a reason. You're stopping their freedom of movement.
I do have a reason.
Which is an amendment. That's you have to have a violation. A clear-cut violation
would be
or a
violation.
Violation.
There would be no probable cause
and
to come up
just
and
to stop
ask
a woman
question.
Between
well,
30 and 50
minute.
Is profiling, which is highly
You don't illegal. Think that vaginal dryness is a violation?
No. That is not a criminal violation or a traffic violation.
Well, buddy, you ought to be in California on a hot summer day.
Well, I don't
but
think
sir,
I want
I'm just
to California.
Joking.
Oh, man.
Well, what about the lady in Apple Valley? You understand.
Not after this. I mean, I've heard everything
Some
pertaining
woman,
to California.
Well,
this is
excuse me?
Yes,
as
ma'am.
As bizarre as I've heard.
The lady in Apple Valley understands.
I don't think she does.
Well, I understand perfectly.
I would,
no
I would
right
strongly
to
recommend that
any medical
the security forces
else,
for the malls and shopping centers put you off or charge you with trespassing.
Sir, I'm wearing a white pith helmet with a blue armband.
That is not a law enforcement officer, and a woman does not have to stop for anyone but a law enforcement officer in full uniform and a marked police vehicle.
But, ma'am, I would say to you that some woman sweating from menopause could make her hand slip off the wheel
and
crash into a dump truck.
Universal
I think you are most disgusting.
Thing.
You are nothing but a pornographic freak. That's
because
the
we
end
have
of this talk.
Reciprocal
Bye.
Traffic agreements with
that
most
hurts.
Of the states.
That really hurts.
And women do not have to stop for anybody but a police officer in full uniform or in a marked police cruiser.
Sir, I'm just trying to save lives.
Whenever That's the not the way to go about doing it. They hand out a brochure and leave it at that. They ask some questions of that
action.
Nature.
It may be called the state police, state
what?
Troopers, militia, the rangers.
Or the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Where'd everybody go?
One 800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.